Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Also, speaking of the network, the Action Network. Our buddy Chris Raybon here, our betting expert, also co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. A lot going on. Excited for the 316.
You know, I'm sitting here going through my bracket the other day, and out of the 16 teams, I've got 12 that are still there. All my Elite Eight, all my Final Four. So I'm sitting okay when it comes to the actual brackets. But some of the things that have gone on with some of the upsets and such, like nobody really saw Auburn getting this far, but Bruce Pearl's teams have always been really scrappy. So you kind of figured that he might end up in this position. But is there, and we saw Duke almost go down, which I think would have blown up many people's brackets. But give me some things to look for in the tournament coming up as we get ready to do it again tomorrow.
Sure. I think, you know, starting with Duke, I think Duke is a vulnerable team. And we kind of saw that in that last matchup against UCF. I think, you know, if Duke was going to go down, it was probably going to be because of shooting. You know, free throw shooting and three-point shooting have kind of been their Achilles heel all season. Now, they shot 40% from three against UCF and yet almost lost that game. So I think against a team like Virginia Tech that, you know, they'll go under screens and they will force Duke to shoot some shots from distance, it could be a problem for Duke, you know. So that's one. And then I think in, you know, going back to, you know, Bruce Pearl in that UNC-Auburn game, you know, he himself said, hey, you know, go take the over in this game. It's actually risen 4 points. But, you know, at Action Network, when we talk about the betting, you know, and the public, we always kind of talk about how you don't usually want to be on the same side as the public. And our numbers actually have that over-under at about 151.5. And again, it's up to 164. So we think there's actually a lot of value on the under in this spot.
I look at the East and the West. I picked everything correctly. I was pretty proud of that. On the Midwest, a little bit different. Houston getting to the Sweet 16 for the first time since, what, the 80s? Late 80s? Early 90s? Something like that. And that was back during the run that they had when they had, you know, the Phi Slamma Jamma crew. So looking at them taking on Kentucky, how vulnerable is Kentucky to a pretty hot Houston team right now?
You know, I think Kentucky is actually in a pretty decent spot in terms of, you know, a lot of our simulations that we've run, Kentucky has been undervalued, you know, pretty much from the start. And even right now, you know, they're one of the best values if you're kind of betting on some futures to come out of the region or even to win the national championship. So, you know, I do like Houston. I think, you know, Houston is a quality basketball team, but in this spot, I still think Kentucky, you know, has a good shot. Now, for this game, interestingly enough, we are seeing some big bets coming in on Houston at the spread of Kentucky by 2.5. 56% of the money is on Houston, but 56% of the bets, excuse me, on Houston, 69% of the money. However, underdogs that are getting the majority of the tickets in the NCAA tournament have covered at only a 45% clip since 2005. So that's something to think about as well.
Talking with Chris Raybon of the Action Network, you can access their bracket simulators and have access to, you know, who the sharps are betting in every tournament game. Download the free Action Network app or go to actionnetwork.com. So now I go up. Purdue has been a hot team coming out of the Big Ten. They face a really good team in Tennessee. Now, Tennessee I have going to the Final Four. I have them actually beating Virginia. But many seem to think that Purdue and the style of which they play is going to give Tennessee all they can handle coming out of the SEC. How do you see that?
Yeah, you know, I think Tennessee has kind of suffered through some uncharacteristic carelessness in terms of taking care of the basketball. You know, that's not usually a problem for them. They were number 27 in the nation in terms of turnover percentage. So I think they're going to see an improvement as the tournament wears on for a team like Tennessee. And this is another spot where, you know, the spread is really short, just a point and a half. I think it opened at a point. And what's interesting is that you know, you had these two teams that both put up a lot of points in their last game, you know, 80 or more points. And when two teams meet that both scored 80 or more points in their previous tournament game, the underdog has gone only 10-28-1 against the spread since 2005. So I think, you know, this is a spot where, you know, everyone's really high on Purdue and rightfully so, and a little bit worried about Tennessee. But I think especially at this small number, you know, I'm betting on Tennessee to cover in this spot. And they were actually the national championship in the first bracket I filled out. Not in all of them, but in the first one. So I like them a lot, too.
So you have them knocking off Virginia?
In the first bracket I filled out. You know, I filled out a bunch of brackets with different outcomes. But, yeah, I did have them knocking off Virginia. I have a bunch with Virginia winning it all. I think the three teams I have winning it the most are Tennessee, Virginia, and of course Duke.
So you got Duke, because I have Duke winning it all too. I mean, I think that's probably the safest pick. Although I got to be honest, I was rooting for them to fall to VCU or to UCF. I think the rest of the world picked them, but they all wanted to see Duke go down too.
Yeah, it's like a conflict because it's, you know, you're filling out your bracket and it's hard to get away from Duke, but then you're watching these games and you get really caught up and you want to see these upsets. And again, I think Duke is actually vulnerable to a team like Virginia Tech. Interestingly enough, you know, I'm pretty, you know, as you know, we talk a lot about NFL during the season, so I'm mostly, you know, really knee deep in that. But the one future that I bet back in September. In like December or so, with Virginia Tech to win the national championship. And so, you know, I'm rooting for Virginia Tech a little bit, but I really do think that their style of defense and the way they could probably force Duke to put up a more long-range shot than they want to, I think really plays into them potentially punching a ticket to the Elite Eight and getting the upset.
So going to the West, Gonzaga, Florida State, Texas Tech, Michigan. I have Gonzaga going to the Final Four, but who is the more upset-prone team that could knock Gonzaga out? Is it Michigan or is it Texas Tech?
You know, I think it's Texas Tech. You know, Texas Tech is a really strong team, I think, all around, and you know they've won their two tournament games by an average of 17.5 points. Now Michigan's won big as well, but you know I think Texas Tech in the matchup with Michigan, I think Texas Tech, you know, the way they play, you know, their slow pace, I think their defense could give Michigan some problems. So I'd actually say Texas Tech is a really dangerous team in the same way Virginia Tech is a dangerous team over on the other side.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, we've got UNC, and I've got UNC in Kentucky. Now, I know Kentucky is an undervalued team, and I'm not a big fan of North Carolina either, but when you talk about elite teams, bluest of the blue bloods, I have North Carolina going to the Final Four. How vulnerable are they if they match up with Kentucky?
You know, it's interesting. Our bracket simulator for the North Carolina-Kentucky matchup has it exactly 50-50. And that's interesting to me because we do it by, you know, there's decimal points, and it's exactly 50.0. So, you know, I think it's going to be a really good matchup. But, you know, Kentucky's dealt with some injury issues. And you know, P.J. Washington, we still don't know what's going on with him. So, I would probably give North Carolina a small edge. You know, they kind of, you know, all season, you know, hit a couple of bumps early on, and you know, as the season progressed. But, you know, they're right here, and they're looking like a team that, you know, doesn't really have too many glaring flaws to where you'd say, oh, my God, you know, this team is not going to make it. So I'd probably give the small edge to North Carolina. But, again, I think Kentucky, you know, in terms of the futures market, and if you're kind of betting on, you know, a team to win it all still right now with the Sweet 16 not starting yet, I think that there is some value on Kentucky, but I actually do lean North Carolina by a hair right now.
So your Final Four most likely would be what?
So I'd say most likely I would go Tennessee, Duke, and then who do we got on the other side?
Gonzaga, Michigan, Carolina, Kentucky.
Yeah, I'd probably say Texas Tech and then North Carolina by a hair.
Okay. Texas Tech being thrown in there. All right, I'm going to have to watch that one. And you know what? It doesn't break my heart if Michigan goes down, as I'm not a Michigan fan. So I got to be honest. I mean, I've got UNC going to the Final Four, but if they get knocked out by Auburn, I won't have a problem with that either. I don't think I can win the tournament at this point, so I think I'm still pretty good. Even though I'm in the top 20, I don't think I can win the tournament.
But
yeah, I'm still in the top 20 out of 200 and something people. I'm top 20 in this thing. So anyway,
I like it. Good luck.
Hey, as long as you keep your Elite Eight and your Final Four and your champion there, you always have a shot as points go up in the latter round. So, you know how that goes. All right, buddy, we appreciate it. People can go to theactionnetwork.com, actionnetwork.com, get all the information, see the simulations, and be good with it. And then we will talk again soon, okay?
All right, always a pleasure, bro.
All right, see you, Chris. Talk to you soon. There you go. Chris Raybon joining us from the Action Network. Also the co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN. Joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.